The greatest show on dirt is back. It's time to ride. PRCA Extreme Freestyle Bullfights every night at the 61st Annual SLE Rodeo, March 15th through the 17th at Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly is Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarland. Kids 12 and under, free on Thursday night. Family four packs for $40 on Friday night. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Great relationships start with trust, and when you own a Subaru, you found a partner you can trust. So, come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Offer ends April 2nd. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends April 2nd.
Today is March 13th, Earmuff Day. Yes, now you have an official excuse to cover your ears while you're listening to this radio show. Ah, the warmth and the sweet silence that comes with Earmuff Day.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
8 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There are other investigations still going on, but President Trump's celebrating on Twitter as Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say they're done looking into Russian election meddling.
Republican Congressman Mike Conaway says there is evidence Russia tried to interfere in the 2016 election, but
we could find no evidence of collusion.
The top Democrat on the committee, Adam Schiff, says the decision to end the probe marks a tragic milestone for the Congress.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The British Prime Minister Theresa May wants answers from Russia by the end of the day about how a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned in southern England last week. They're in critical condition.
Either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of its potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent.
The Russian government denies any involvement and says requests for samples of that nerve agent have been denied. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Found a morning radio show whose characters are spacey, spaced out, and just plain space balls. With Greg Budell.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Jay Scott.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Emily Hayes.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And Rich Thomas.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Chicken.
So buckle your seatbelt because we're going into ludicrous drive. It's three men and a lady.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss while I wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
I would just be happy to have his money if I could. It is Three Men and a Lady with yours truly, Greg Goodell.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Do it again, I like it.
The one, the only, Rich Thomas. But before we go to the forecast, we have a board full of callers that we want to run the gauntlet here. Give everybody a chance to answer today's conundrum. Win two tickets to Comic-Con and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And here it is, one out of five dogs, almost one out of ten cats do this. And what is your guess, Justin?
Eat people food.
Oh, that's...
I bet the percentage is probably a little higher.
A little higher than that.
But it's a good guess. Thanks. Nonetheless, thanks for trying. Of course, everybody qualifies for end of the week grand prizes. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Arr.
Hey, how about sing with their owner?
Sing.
That's interesting.
No
song.
Not it, but what was the we saw one of my Daystarter videos had a dog howling with the owner in unison. That was kind of cute. Derek.
Hey guys.
What you got?
How about begging for food?
Begging for food.
Oh gosh.
There's nothing more pathetic than a dog on its hind legs saying,
I'm begging you.
And they don't get it. That is not it, but it's a fine guess. Thank you. Nate.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I used to have a bulldog that used to snore a lot.
Let's see if that's the winning answer, and it is.
Bailey snores on this radio program sometimes.
Didn't we lower the microphone down by her one time?
Yeah.
It's cute.
Now, where's this Comic-Con at?
It's at, is it MPEC?
No. It's Crampton Bowls, the multiplex at Crampton Bowls.
Okay. Was that where it was last time? Last year?
Thanks.
This is a different one than what was last year.
Oh, is it a different one? Okay.
Yeah, the one that was here last year was at the Alcazar Shrine.
That's right.
On Eastern.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited. One,
but it's at Crampton Bowl.
I'll stop by the studio later today to pick up my tickets.
All righty, and you'll also enjoy a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro, so don't go away. All right, Don is still on the line. Let's say good morning to Don.
Well, I had the right answer, but in the story of my life, I was one call too late.
Yeah, you would have been next.
Thank you guys for riding along with me this morning. It would be awful quiet without you.
Thank you for taking us on your ride. We do appreciate it.
All righty, have a good one.
It is 8:07.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery.
But we had Bailey snoring. Let's see. Well, anyway, we caught her snoring. We would love to hear that. Sunshine today. It's a cool start. As a matter of fact, some of you woke up to some frost on the windshield, frost on the grass this morning. I think that's going to be the case again tomorrow. High temperature up to about 57 today, way below normal for March, and certainly not what the spring breakers want to hear about. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature around freezing. A frosty start tomorrow morning. Another frost advisory in effect. And then a chilly day for March tomorrow with a high temperature barely up to 56. A breeze will make it seem colder tomorrow. Looks like a freeze on Thursday morning. In fact, I've got the low temperature at 31. A little warmer Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Then on Friday, highs in the 70s, maybe 74-ish, somewhere around there. Could be a late day shower or thunder shower. But a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday night as this next storm system moves into the area. We'll be in the mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s, I think, on Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have west winds at 6 miles per hour. Clear skies out there. Our temperature is 32 still at Prattville and 33 at Troy. It's 38 at Montgomery Regional Airport, 809. Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to call if you have a mishap with your car. Not just an accident, but maybe a scrape or something that you may have run into accidentally or backed into, or what other problems could you have with your cars. There's a lot of them. So go by and see Brandon, Donnie Turner out there at Montgomery Paint and Body because I've been going to them for over 30 years, even back at their old location. And they're unquestionably the best at what they do. In fact, your car comes back as good as new, maybe better. In fact, I get excited when I pick up the vehicle after some sort of mishap, because I know not only is the car's going to be repaired correctly, but it's also going to come back detailed. And you know what? They cooperate so well with the insurance company. There's never a question. You know, you mentioned Montgomery Paint and Body, the insurance company. They always say, yeah, sure. Give them a call. Bring your car over there. 27REC with a W is the phone number. 27REC with a W, or stop by and see them. They're on East Shirley Lane, which is just off the Eastern Boulevard. Check out the Blue Water Wing out there.
The Rich Thomas wing, where there's now a pinball machine.
The Greg Bidell Alcove. I've been there 3 times.
Montgomery Paint and Body, they'll fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, later this hour, it's kind of slim pickings in our Morning Maroon nominees today.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. Going to be tough to come up with three worthy nominees.
Hey, I had that hash brown casserole downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's really on point this morning. Yeah. Really on point.
I do something to tweak it every week.
A different touch.
Like this week, the body, the cheese in the body of the casserole is cheddar jack.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And it's a sharp cheddar melted on the top. Sometimes I'll put the sharp cheddar in the middle and use a light cheddar on the top. I just try to, bacon bits, you know, there's all kinds of ways. One of these days I want to sausage one of these things up and put slices of sausage, bake it into the casserole.
Our friend Tamara is so delighted that you have found and ran with this football, that this casserole idea.
You could make a cookbook just out of different ways to do hash brown casserole.
She gave me the recipe, and I think I have now made, that was last summer, right?
Right. You came over to our house, and...
And I tried it. It was so good. I said, I need the recipe for this. And I think I've made one every week since.
I think you have. And always tried different variations.
In fact, I've even made them in Florida when I'm down there visiting, because Kathleen and my daughter loved it as well. Well, let's go to the phones and say good morning to Randall.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
I just had a little interesting thing I want to tell Mr. Gray, that you may already saw it, but the Enquirer was sued by Richard Simmons, and he lost, and now he's having to pay the Enquirer over. I figured I hadn't heard you say that in the evening. I didn't know if you knew or not. So.
I don't understand a word you just said.
You're saying that Richard Simmons sued the Enquirer and lost.
And now he's having to pay $130,000 out of his pocket for court costs, their lawyers, the whole nine yards. So I hadn't heard you say that. So, but
I have the tabloid in the back seat of the car. I haven't really looked at it, but I'll be happy to check it out. I'm sure that if that's the case, they're trumpeting that news, because today is Tabloid Tuesday in the afternoon.
I really the app had went down, and I was steaming to hear Emily. I was googly in the inside, mushy, that whatever that word is you use earlier. But I had to call in so I could hear. But the app's back up, but it was down for a minute when y'all was playing that game.
The app was probably down for like an hour and a half this morning.
Yeah, at least.
All right, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
But if your app was down for an hour and a half, this is one of the moments that you missed.
Hassan Baiv. Hassan Baiv.
It's hilarious.
And what is it that Hassan was known for?
Hassan Baiv was a doctor for the Chechen War.
80,000 patients. Right.
He took care of the Russians and the Chechens.
Both of them, yeah.
You got it right.
Mm-hmm. And then he got into trouble, right?
Well, both countries considered him
a traitor.
Accused him of treason, yes.
Right.
So he's over here.
So he lives in Massachusetts now.
And that's your Baiv recap.
So funny.
Baiv, and today we learned about the Patui.
Patui. It's
the hooded Patui.
Yeah.
Songbird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that on random.
And what was the hooded Patui's
ding?
special skill?
Its entire body is poisonous to the touch.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Lovely.
Yeah. Coming up, I've got some bad news.
What is it?
Well, that's when you have unfortunate information of a fresh nature, but that's not important.
Mm. We're not going to miss Rich at all, are we?
Oh, he's going to have so much fun while he's away.
How long are you gone?
I'll be back to work on Tuesday.
We not only have some of Rich's favorite terms and words, but some of the words of wisdom that he's brought us over the first couple of years with us.
Crack don't smoke itself.
It's probably the best one. I feel like that should be the next shirt that's made for WACV. Like, we've got the Jack Campbell shirts right now.
Really? Crack.
And then we'll
Rich Thomas for mayor. Crack don't smoke itself.
We will take a look at the roads, have some news here in just a moment. A reminder, when you're choosing a company, let's say over the weekend we had quite a bit of rain. In fact, we had 1.48.
Mm-hmm.
Although I sent him a joke at one point, my digital rain gauge said 1.33.
Yeah.
So I was going to text that to Rich, and I thought, well, send him that. And then Hershey went outside and pooped, so we have an inch and two turds. It's great humor like that that's propelled us. Have we heard anything about the Abbey Awards yet?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I'm starting to think we're...
New stock, who's this?
Bummer. Well, let me just say this. When you do have a heavy rain, those are the occasions where you can walk into a room and see a spot in the ceiling and you panic. You think, oh, geez, got to replace the roof. And you know that's going to cost thousands. Well, your roof should make it to 30 years. So what you need to concern yourself with is Who can I call? What company with great integrity will come out and give me an honest diagnosis on the cost here? Well, that company is Jones Brothers. They've been in the business for 7 decades plus, and they haven't stayed in the business that length of time by not treating people right, by doing or performing services that aren't needed. They're super honest folks, and when you do need a roof replacement, they're the people you want to call. And they back up their any work they do with the best guarantee in the business. In fact, on their website, jbroof.com, you'll see a couple of examples of roofs they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. They also offer replacement windows and doors. They can do a screened-in patio for you. And the new thing with that is that there's a roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky. So they're usable year-round. So call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009 or go through their entire catalog of work and services at jbroof.com. Here's Sam M. or Sam.
Hi. Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Can I talk about briefly about media coverage of arming teachers? Is that an okay topic for today?
Well, it's not something we normally get into on the morning.
Not in the mornings,
okay.
Yeah.
But I'll call back another time then.
Afternoon. It's an important topic, one that needs to be discussed. My friend Lisa, who's been a guest on Happy Hour a couple of times, is a teacher at Parkland. She is trained, owns a gun, concealed carry license, and said after the first time we interviewed her, after the shooting at Parkland, said, I would love to keep my gun in a cabinet or lock it in my desk drawer so that if something happens, I can take it out and put one between his eyes. That was her exact comment. Confidence, you know, people that are trained and confident in a situation like that, those are the ones you want to defend you from the people that already have the gun, and it's a little bit too late to change laws and do things about that. Now, it's really like a traffic...
Sean Wade, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, there's a pretty good rig with on 85 North just this year coming off the 65 interchange, and it's got traffic backed up pretty bad.
So. Okay, so if you're going from 65 to 85, is it in that bow there, that big circular?
Yeah, if you're coming to 65, say, from Hope Hole, and you're turning right onto 85 North, just right there, on the wreck is in the right and center lane. Right. There are emergency vehicles there, but it's backed up pretty bad.
Well, we will get that information down to the traffic dungeon. Thank you so much for the call.
All righty. Have a great day.
Wow, it's 8:20 already.
I feel like I just got here.
Yeah. Well, time flies when you're having fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
Just happy you're okay.
Yeah, that's really, really all that matters.
Well, I'm going to have a big old guilty day, so.
Stop it.
Don't.
No, we forbid it.
When we got a text that you were okay.
As commander of this spaceship. I am commander of the spaceship.
Got a bunch of space cadets with you.
I don't know anybody, but I forbid you to have a guilty day. Relax, it happens to the best of us. You know what I used to call those days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is a long time ago when I was irresponsible and stupid. We got traffic and news, and then we are back.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The area of the interchange with 65 and 85 is a point of contention this morning. It is really backed up in northbound and southbound directions. If you're coming 65 northbound onto 85, you're going to hit those delays at the on-ramp. If you're coming from 65 southbound around to 85 northbound, you're going to hit it about midway between Maxwell Boulevard and 85. So it's going to be kind of messed up there. There's about 4 cars involved in this accident, so be very careful as you come through that way. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop at Shoe Carnival, Cato, Professionale, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This show was made possible by your fellow drivers. Sorry we're all driving like idiots. And yes, we promise to watch the road.
Spare yourself the backache yard work. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest. And they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. For the second time in a week, Prattville police have arrested a juvenile for threatening an area school. You might remember we told you of a 12-year-old girl who was arrested for making two terrorist threats on social media. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville's junior and high schools. Police have declined in Prattville to grant any interviews, though, regarding this latest threat. A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on $1 million bond in Selma, $500,000 for attempted murder, another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravius Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. And Latrell Alexander has been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Alexander's been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Spring is around the corner. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and have your property groomed for warm weather. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Your house will look great as you welcome friends and family for the summer months. J&S Professional Lawn Service is also accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers, too. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
All right, Marguerite's buy-a-thon is going on. That's right, a buy-a-thon. We're giving you money. Yes, we're looking to buy diamonds you no longer want, gold you no longer want, platinum, silver, silver coins, anything of value, old estates. We'll buy whole estates, gemstones, big gemstones, broken diamonds, all kinds of things of value. The buy-a-thons at Marguerite's. We're now located in the Peppertree Shops near Chappie's, just down the road from the Crystal on Vaughn Road. Come visit us.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry she's so upset. Maybe it'll be good for her to see what it's like when I'm not in the mood for once. What am I, crazy? I gotta roll over.
Alexa, play some Marvin Gaye.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
I
Turn on everybody's mic. I got it together this morning, my friends. You on drugs? I'm on drudge, not drugs. Rex Tillerson fired. That's the big story today. And, you know, rather than form my own opinion on that, I'm going to listen to Baron Coleman and see what he says. And then that's what I'll say this afternoon.
He's in my office right now. He is. Fielding calls in my office with his, he's got his laptop on his lap.
Good place for it.
So well prepared.
Yeah.
Would you like to know about the happiest and least happy cities in America?
Okay.
Wallet Hub does these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they rank the cities based on 28 different categories, including life satisfaction scores, mm-hmm. depression rates, drug use, income, job satisfaction, commute times, divorce rates, and weather.
Okay. This ought to be interesting.
So let's count down the five happiest cities first.
Number five.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, I love Fargo. No, and, I don't.
No, it's talk about extreme climate.
Number four.
Plano, Texas. Not plain old Texas.
Plano. Yes, Plano. Plano, Texas.
Have you ever been to Plano?
I've never been to Plano. I know the area. It's in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, right?
Yeah.
Number three.
San Jose, California.
Really?
I don't know how any city in California can be happy with the taxes they have to pay in that state and the issues with illegal immigrants and everything else. I'm sorry, but I think in those areas, it's a lot more livable.
Mm.
San Jose.
Number two.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh,
some
boy.
Of you will know that Bismarck is the home for the Raccoon National Cemetery. You know where it is, Alice? Bismarck, North Dakota.
Bismarck.
That's funny. And then she says, you know, with the chance of being buried in Bismarck, North Dakota, I can't decide whether I want to live or die. And then finally, topping the list.
And number one.
Fremont, California.
Where the heck is Fremont?
Now, the bottom 10 includes two cities in Alabama, but not us.
Okay. Birmingham?
Birmingham isn't, yeah. Yeah, Birmingham doesn't do well on these kind of lists. The least happiest city in America, I'll give you 10 seconds to figure it out. What do you think? Least happiest city based on these criteria.
Is it a pretty major city?
Yeah.
Detroit.
I'll say Newark. Newark.
Well, both of you were wrong.
Okay.
But Jay was closest. Detroit did make the list at 91.
Is it in Michigan?
No.
Oh, okay. Chicago. Oh, is it Chicago?
No.
Oh.
Cleveland.
Oh.
Came in dead last out of 102 cities. Birmingham was 92. Huntington, West Virginia. Gulfport, Mississippi. Little Rock, Arkansas. Charleston, West Virginia. Wilmington, Delaware. Mobile almost finished at the bottom at 180.
But Cleveland was worse.
Columbus, Georgia was 181. That's not far from here. And Cleveland finished dead last. Now, I did pull up the whole list, but I can't. Happiest cities. Let's see if we can find us somewhere on this list. Scanning down.
Montgomery.
We'll have the Bomb Hours Woody Word of the Day coming up. Come on, well, we've been to the first 70.
Montgomery.
You know,
all right, we're through. Atlanta's at 96.
We're through the first 100. Okay. We didn't make the top 100.
Okay.
Fort Wayne. I've been to Fort Wayne. That sucks.
Yeah, Miami's at 126.
Wow.
Yeah. Jacksonville's even lower. Tampa's lower. We're looking for Montgomery. Here's Augusta, Georgia. Montgomery's at 165.
165.
So there you go.
And what category did we rank best in? We were number 75 in community and environment. That makes sense. As far as the other categories, we're well below 100. But 165, we... First of all, I've always said my motto on the afternoon show is we're better than the crap in Birmingham, and we know that for a fact. And now we know we're happier than the people in Birmingham as well.
Yeah.
And Mobile, third worst in America. And I know somebody that won't be happy to find that out.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it to irritate anybody. That's the list that came out. Can't help it. We're here to tell you the truth. Most of the time. Whenever possible.
Most of the time.
whenever it's possible, we like to tell you the truth. Oh, I did pull up the new food outlet, the food outlet ad for last week, because today is the last week.
Tomorrow it changes, right?
That is correct, sir. And here it is. Ribeye, $6.74. Do they not make or give you great beef?
Oh, boy, it was great.
Yours yesterday was... I saved yours for lunch yesterday, and I had it. Put it in the microwave, which you're thinking, oh, God, it's going to be dry and nasty. It totally was not. You had cooked that thing. It had this nice... deep red center.
The pinkness was just perfect.
It was delicious, man.
Well, I had a little help from my favorite spices, and there are two that I get at Food Outlet that I highly recommend when we shoot our little video there on Thursday. I'm going to make sure people see them. One is cricket dust, which is excellent.
Yep.
And that goes on so many things, so many different things, from mac and cheese to beef, chicken. Always sprinkle a little bit on the chicken tenders when I make those. Ribeyes, $6.74 a pound, and that's about $2 to $3 or less per pound than you'll pay at the big chains. In fact, one of the chains near Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard is closing down because they just can't keep up with the competition. Chicken drumsticks, 70 cents a pound. Quarter loin pork chops, $1.45. And around the rest of the store, it's cost plus 10 everywhere. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, $1.94 a pack. Coca-Cola products, 91 cents for the 2-liter. And Hunt's ketchup, 92 cents for the 24-ounce bottle. You are going to save money when you realize, and I'm almost a 5 years a Food Outlet shopper, I would say in that period of time, I probably saved about $4,000. And I'm not exaggerating, based on what you save in meat, dairy, bread, and more. And their house brand, Surefine, is excellent. Three locations to shop on Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook, Food Outlet, on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I'll see you there every Sunday morning, right around 7:45, weather permitting. And, of course, on Main Street in the preferred community.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
So, spring breakers, it's going to warm up later in the week. And towards the weekend, we're back in the 70s. And after that, you know... after we get this freeze threat tonight and the following night, I think we're done with freezes, all right? Timing is everything, and it just didn't work out great for the spring breakers who have this week. Now, not everybody has this week. Sunshine, breezy today, but not as windy as yesterday. Boy, was it windy yesterday. High today around 57. That's way below normal for March. Clear, cold tonight. We'll be near freezing right around dawn, and that would be just before 7 o'clock is when the sun rises on the new time. So a frosty start tomorrow morning, another frost advisory in effect tonight. Then a chilly day for March tomorrow with a high temperature barely up to about 56. That is dismal in the month of March. A little breezy, too, making it seem colder. Looks like a freeze by Thursday morning. In fact, I've got the low temperature at 31 by dawn on Thursday morning. A little warmer during the day Thursday with a high in the upper 60s. I think we'll be in the 70s on Friday. Probably around 74-ish, maybe a late day shower or thunder shower. Better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday, part one of this weekend storm system, which will come in two different editions, if you will. Another one coming in late Sunday. And right now this morning, with west winds at 6 miles per hour, temperatures 38 at Montgomery Regional Airport, 835.
All right, we're about to go to traffic, and it's brought to you by a place that has 99-cent tacos all day long. 99-cent tacos, lunch and dinner at El Jalisco.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That area around the interchange is still pretty messed up. Going to need you to stay away from there if you can. Coming down 65 southbound, you'll start hitting delays around the midpoint of Maxwell Boulevard and I-85. If you're coming 65 northbound, you're going to start feeling that somewhere down around Fairview and then on to the on-ramp onto 85 northbound. That's all we have as far as any kind of trouble right now. The boulevard is okay. The rest of 65 and the rest of 85 look pretty good. Just avoid that area right around the interchange if at all possible. Be careful when you go to Reinhardt Toyota in Prattville. You see, the used car vehicle prices are way too low. Reinhardt Prattville has the used car, truck, or SUV that you've been looking for. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Don't miss another fantastic performance from the Alabama Shakespeare Festival as they continue to honor Alabama natives. Be inspired by the true story of Helen Keller with The Miracle Worker, beginning March 3rd on the festival stage. Trapped in her own world, Helen Keller is unable to communicate until she receives help from a teacher and a single glorious word. This extraordinary play proves the power of faith through the triumph of the human spirit. Get your tickets today by visiting asf.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Players, picking all my teams out of the blue. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm filling out my bracket from thin air. I don't know the players. I suck. Guns, Saga, Penn, and Duke.
know, if you have room in your back bracket at work for us, well, we don't have one here, I guess.
No, we don't. We don't have a bracket.
Nah.
We don't have no sticky bracket.
I just don't have good memories of those. Never did particularly well with them either. It is 8:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Caron.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And I hate to get political on you, but I gotta nominate a well-known politician as we welcome Judge Randy Burkholder to the group.
Judge Burkholder.
Yeah, I gotta nominate Hillary. Who just, I don't know what her problem is. She can't accept. She's got a different excuse. But to say that women who voted for Donald Trump did so because their husbands ordered them to, I have yet to meet a woman in Alabama that I would say, you better vote for him. That's my order to you, that would put up with that for 5 seconds. So that's nominee number one. She is. Second nominee, a California animal shelter shared a video of the gumball bandit stopped at the animal shelter to try and steal their gumball machine, which is loaded with what? They take pennies or nickels these days.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a gumball machine in a long time.
Probably dollars.
Meanwhile, the video, the shelter video, captured the whole escapade. Mm. He struggled to break the machine loose and get it out the door and eventually gave up. Meanwhile, left a giant box full of cash sitting on the counter right next to it. So he's not only incompetent for choosing to rob a gumball machine, but he's a knucklehead for, you know, if you're going to be a thief, you may as well look for all the possible sources of revenue. And where's the... One more. Well, you know what? This is a guy. He was... this is true story. He's been talking about spring break. I don't think you're going to bump into this guy because he's in Florida. Was arrested by police who observed him on the beach after he had shaved his chest hair into the shape of a bikini top. You gotta have a really hairy chest to shave it into the shape of a bikini top. But apparently he was a little bit chubby, and there was word that he was running around topless until they figured out he was a he and not a she. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here? It's kind of a unique group.
I don't know that. The gumball thing.
Gumball
maybe
guy.
He just like gumball.
The
gumball guy who left the money on the whole thing. Yeah. That he's attacking the gumball machine and then he left the money on the... Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, at an animal shelter, no less. And then lets the box... But at least he was dumb enough to leave the cash box behind.
What a maroon. What an ignoranimous.
Hey, y'all, you know, Tammy ordered me to vote for Donald Trump.
Oh.
Oh.
Was it the other way around?
Oh. Well, I'm sure there were a few, and if I were you, I would have done exactly what she said.
Well, she kind of...
She has very persuasive techniques.
She has very persuasive techniques. Yes.
Are we done with the freezes?
So, you know, we've got a freeze... We're going to be close to a freeze tomorrow morning. We're going to be close to a freeze on Thursday morning. Then I think that should be it.
That may be it, yeah. Well, we take our plants in and out during these times, so... You know, certainly want to keep them safe. Hey, I was sitting, when you called, I was sitting here doing a soil sample report for a person, you know, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
You know, if you're buying fertilizer from a place, a store, maybe a box store, it may be a store like mine, or you may have somebody that's doing your yard for you, and if they're not asking you about pH and lime and things like that from the get-go, not because you asked for it. That's almost like going to a doctor and saying, hey, you know, I really don't feel good. And the doctor says, here, but take this, this, and this. Well, hey, doc, have you measured my blood pressure or, you know, measured my cholesterol, taken my temperature? those things are what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just, person walks in, oh my gosh, my yard's not growing, my grass isn't green, what do I need to do? Well, you buy this, and this. No, that's not what we do. First, we talk about, hey, what have you done anything to the lawn? You know, pH, why? Mm-hmm. Tested that, added lime. Now, again, I'm saying this. If you're buying lawn care products, if that is of interest to you, a lawn, nice lawn, you want to do the right things at the right time, and you're buying from people that aren't asking you these questions, you might want to come here.
I recommend it. Not only do you have the products, for example, when I had the henbit growing wild in the lawn, I applied one application about 3 weeks ago, and it has shrunk like you wouldn't believe. And the grass, the actual grass, is starting to come in nice and green, so that's good. I bought a bulb planter so we can put bulbs anywhere. Much easier with this little tool, tools at Prattville Farm Center. The best value on dog food, and if you want to help us out with Pod Four, you can get a great deal on 50 pounds from Prattville Farm Center. Hours and location, sir.
Hey, Rich, are you there?
I'm here.
Rich, it would be like getting the weather
mm-hmm.
from a guy that never even talked about humidity. just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Does not make any sense. You were right at that. You're right about that, especially here in Alabama, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just about a third of a mile south of McDonald's on Old Highway 31. Here, 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Sunday going to be in church.
All right, we'll try and have a better group of Morning Maroon nominees when we talk Thursday. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Great Facebook page for Prattville Farm Center as well.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2899 due at signing. Text title license extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2899 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least to Chrysler Capital. 25 cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-2.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Montgomery Subaru, Montgomery Eye Physicians, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location today at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 11:30 to 1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
gooey.
Nice dramatic pause.
Love the way you say that.
Gooey. That is the word you'll need this afternoon between 3 and 6 when we ask for it. Call 272-9228. It could be any time. I'm whimsical. Yesterday, I did it at like 3:10. One day last week, I did it in the middle of the roll call song, yeah. The Billy Preston song.
Yeah. And then you did it between the Illegal ID and Fox News one day.
Fox News once, yeah. I'm running out of ways to be clever with it, but it could be any time between 3 and 6. Gooey. If you have that word and you're the sixth caller, you'll win a $20 Baumhauer's gift card. And, of course, if you haven't tried Baumhauer's gooey fries, you have not lived yet. I want to thank everybody. I don't know if you had a chance to look at my page yesterday, but we had so many
people. Got a lot of suggestions on that song.
Yeah, I mean, the calls, the phones were lit up. For 2 straight hours.
It's a fantastic topic.
Daddy Dance With Me.
The song that my daughter and I should dance to. And she's kind of leaving that up to me. But she wants me to come up with something soon so she can tell the DJ working her wedding what it's going to be. Let's see. Father Goose plus Daughter Goose equals Goose Dance. Chicken Dance with Bigger Wings. That's kind of funny. That's cute.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Sunrise, Sunset. Daddy, Butterfly Kisses. I don't think I'd make it through 15 seconds of Butterfly
Yeah,
Kisses.
Yeah, probably not, huh?
I don't want you to do that one just because everybody does that one.
Do they?
It's you know, it's the go-to daddy-daughter dance song.
Oh.
I think you should...
How about...
play that funky music.
How about... I like this one, and I've seen it done at weddings before. In My Life by the Beatles. If you think
That's
about it.
That's very good.
Listen to it. Play it. Off of YouTube, and then think about the lyrics and say, yeah, that's
you know what?
The one.
It would mean a lot if Uncle Weather picked the song, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I'm suggesting
In My Life by
In
the
My
Beatles.
Life by the Beatles.
And that's a 2-minute song. That's all I have to get through. Then I can go off to a corner and flood the joint with tears.
it'd be a good one.
And in fact, I believe this gentleman here on the phone made a contribution yesterday, too. Morris Capuano.
I did. Well,
what was your suggestion?
An old song, Turn Around by Perry Como. So most people have probably never heard of that, but Greg, if you never heard that, you need to listen to it.
Turn Around by Perry Como.
Turn Around by Perry Como. That's a song that, the good Lord willing, that I will dance with my daughter to. May she be blessed and get married.
Oh, you're already making me cry, Morris.
Well, you know what? Good morning, and you know what? I tell you what, you're like the ever-ready battery when I was talking to you last Wednesday, which, by the way, I had a fabulous time there last Wednesday evening. That was so much fun. I need to go more often.
Yes.
At Baumhauer's. That was fun.
It's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awesome. So, good morning. A lot of things going on this morning. Obviously, Tillerson is out as Secretary of State. That's not really having a lot to do with the market. What is happening to the market is that it's up about 170 points. The 10-year notes was what is the primary force in terms of determining rates is down, which means rates are down just a little bit today. That doesn't mean they can't turn on the dime because they can. And, you know, you've got phenomenal commercials about everything going on with, you know, David Justice and Mr. Sandman, and making contributions, and we give away stuff. We can't give away anything physically. We can give away our infinite wisdom of the mortgage business. And I think we do a pretty good job at that, because what we do is we kind of look at the market and see what we think might be happening. And it's just a projection, because nobody really knows ideally. What we can do is get you in the steps. If you're interested in buying a home with as little as 0% down, or you're interested in buying a second home in some cases with as little as 0% down if you qualify, we have programs that are out there for you. And since our connection with Renaissance Bank has taken place, my business has increased significantly, and some of the products that we offer at Renaissance Bank, which a lot of people may or may not be familiar with, has increased significantly. So, you know, it is a bank. We're regulated by FDIC. We certain, obviously, all the laws that we follow. But, you know, we're going to stay there after bankers' hours. So when most mortgage professionals who might work for a bank work until 5, I was here until 6:30 last night. I've met people on weekends, so I'm going to work around a schedule that's best for everybody. And, you know, several people have called us and talked about having heard about us from y'all's show. Continue to call 409-9300, 334-409-9300, because you know what? We are going to take care of you, and we're going to do what's in your best interest, as we do all the time. And I think I talk more than any other person who calls in.
One other thing, there's an urgency to this, because those who took non-reimbursable business deductions on their taxes, those are going away because the brackets have changed, but the first mortgage interest deduction ain't going anywhere. So there's an urgency to transition from renter to home ownership, and that is why, don't wait till tomorrow, call them now at 409-9300, Morris Kaplan on Renaissance Bank, a great team in getting you done. Do not write yourself out of home ownership until you've talked to this man. Morris, 409-9300, Renaissance Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669.
Thank you. Have an outstanding morning. Enjoy this weather. Rich, thank you for calling up this weather, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You're great. You're awesome.
Good one. Bye.
All right, and we will see you back here.
Tuesday
morning.
Tuesday
morning. But
you hear my
voice, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Plus, I have...
There'll be videos. I'll send you links and stuff like that.
You just call us at random?
Thanks, but no thanks.
It is your vacation. Enjoy. News and Views is next.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. So tell us why 2018 is the year to upgrade your old energy guzzling system.
2017 was a big success as we educated the River Region on airflow, air quality, and how to save money monthly on your utilities.
Yes, like the higher the SEER rating, the more savings you'll have.
Technology in our industry has come a long way. Instead of your system cutting on at full capacity and using